Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Adi, welcome.
I'm so pumped to be here today.
Guys, today I've got an awesome episode for you. Today we're going to talk about what I'm calling nutritional freedom. Mm-hmm. Adi, I think that you, in a lot of ways, are you're like the ultimate goal for where people are trying to go in their nutrition. You have a body that you feel really confident in, that mm-hmm. you love. You eat a very nutritious diet full of nutrient-dense whole foods. You can travel and be in stressful environments and stick to your diet. And I think that's where people want to get to. They want to have a body that they feel comfortable in, that they're proud of, that they're confident in, and they want to have the confidence and the skills to actually stick to their diet no matter what environment they're in. Before we get into how you've done that, I want to say again, guys, we want to have this podcast be more of a conversation between us and you. So if you have any questions or topics that you want discussed, please send them to us. You can send them to info@workingagainstgravity.com. And we're really excited to answer them. I have this vision of us doing this for years and just having this really good feedback loop where you guys are sending us your best questions. Some of them we probably have a lot of experience in. Some of them we may not know, and then it'll give us the opportunity to go out and research and further our knowledge and then teach you what we're learning.
I think it could even be cool if it's like a really specific question to you and your life. Yep. And then we can create that into an episode and how that can transfer to different things. So yes, we would love to hear from you. So email us.
info@workingagainstgravity. Let's get into this. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to you at age 15. You're 50 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, you had developed a really, really awful relationship with food. Mm-hmm. You were stealing money from your mom to get treats. Mm-hmm. I was doing lots
of weird things.
You were hiding mm-hmm. your eating. And in a lot of ways, you were functioning as an addict, just like I was in Louisiana with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. I had an incredible amount of shame around my body, around the way I was treating myself, the way that I was treating other people. My value as a human being, just so much, and it all manifested itself for me with food.
So at age 16, your mom brought you to your first nutrition coach. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
It was probably a lot like when you went to rehab, you know, like probably a lot like that. Like this huge, almost like I wanted like a little bit, like I didn't want to change and I still wanted to be able to eat whatever I wanted. And I was scared of like not being able to do the things that made me feel good. Mm-hmm. And then fear around what people would think if they knew I knew I had a problem. You know, if I admitted that I had a problem, then it becomes real. Mm-hmm. But also like some relief that there is an answer or there is a solution or I can improve or I knew I was in a bad place. So just some relief in knowing that there are people that wanted to help me and getting that support and accountability was the thing I needed to push me over the edge to actually do something about it.
And then what was the actual nutrition coaching like and what impact did it have on you physically and emotionally?
Yeah, so the nutrition coaching was I would go into an office and I would meet with her once a week for an hour. And then for that hour, we would talk about how the last week went and anything that was going on or how I was feeling. I weighed in every single week. That's the first thing that we did. And then she had this like sheet of paper where we created like a meal plan for the week. And it was the meal plan I created like in the meeting with her. And she had these lists kind of like Weight Watchers where it was carbs, fat, protein, and fruit. And under each list, there was each type of food that was listed under the list qualified for a certain amount of points, and I would get a certain amount of points for carbs, fat, protein, and fruit. And let's say I had three carbs, there would be like bread, a slice of bread would be 1 point, or a certain number of potatoes would equal half a point. And then I would fill up each day, I got a certain amount of points, and then I would go through each meal plotting in different food items until I reached the allotted amount of points for the day, and then we did that for the rest of the week.
Gotcha. Damn. I wish fruit was separate from carbs right now. Just be eating it all day. So what effect did this have on you?
The second that I had a plan, I stuck to it for sure. I knew that I had this mindset of if I don't stick to the plan 100%, then there's no way for me to know if the plan works or not. Mm-hmm. And then I like also wanted to like maximize this opportunity where I was going to get the most amount of help. Like, I was worried that if I didn't make progress or if I didn't follow the plan, that these people would lose motivation to help me. And then I needed to like prove to them that I could do this so that they would keep helping me at the level that they were. I didn't want to like that to fade. In 4.5 months or 5 months, I lost 50 pounds. I lost like 10 pounds. It was like I was young and I like really stuck to things 100%.
And you weren't exercising at all.
No,
right?
Exercise. Yeah. No exercise at all. I mean, I was 16, so I was just like, I probably had much faster metabolism and it was easier to make change happen. And a lot of my life was controlled. I was going to school and my mom helped a lot. I had a lot of help. But in, I think it was like either 5 or 6 months, something like that, I lost 50 pounds.
So this was your first real attempt to make a change, right?
I had tried a bunch of times, like on my own.
Oh, okay.
I remember vividly like being in my bedroom and taking with disposable camera. I always wanted to find these photos, but with a disposable camera, I took photos of myself in the mirror.
No shit.
Because I wanted to take before pictures of like what it would be like. And I never got those. And I would have had to develop the photos.
Yeah.
I remember like looking in the mirror and like really wanting to change and like having these pieces of clothing in my closet that I couldn't fit into that I wanted to wear, like things like that. And I had tried things like not eating carbs because that's what I had heard that would help me. Or I had tried, you know, skipping meals, or I had tried, you know, eating healthy, like whatever that meant to me at the time. And I just couldn't stick to it. I just always gave in somewhere.
So then dissect a little bit more. What exactly was it that made, because once you got this nutrition coach, you were just off and you have remained successful for
13 years
now. So what was it that changed for you?
And when we say remain successful, it doesn't mean I haven't had ups and downs.
Right.
So
we'll
like
go into some
I think the definition of success for me is remaining, like continuing to try even when you're going through the downs. Because I know I'm going to continue having downs. Like I could be in a really great place right now, but it's going to get more difficult at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the worst possible thing that could happen is that you just become unconscious of the way that you eat and you're eating unhealthy and you're doing damage to your body, but you're totally unconscious of it.
Either that or you just give up on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just completely give up on yourself and you just revert to, I can't change. Nothing works for me. I have an inability to stick to things and you just surrender to that.
Yeah.
So then you stop trying. I think that is like the absolute worst, is knowing that there is things that could help you and just thinking that you are incapable of abiding by any of those things.
Yeah. Okay, so break it down.
How did I get there?
Yeah, what was different about this time?
Going to the nutritionist? Mm-hmm. This was the first time that I had like people holding me accountable, for sure. The other times were just like I would complain to my girlfriends or like I was jealous of them and I was trying to make a change with like I had another friend who was also a little bit overweight and like her and I would like make a pact together and she was also struggling. So like she would just totally go off and then I would totally go off. But we weren't like really holding each other accountable and teaching each other with tools and resources and strategies that to get better.
Right.
We were just reading like Cosmopolitan magazine and doing whatever it said in there. This was the first time I had like a structured accountability. Like I was going to this person every single week. I was going to get on the scale. My mom was coming with me and I had this real motivation to actually make their work worth it. Like I wanted all the effort that they were putting into me to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. So what was your relationship with food at this point? because I know over the last 13 years you've continued to evolve to get to again what I'm calling like this complete nutritional freedom. But I think back then it was mostly about let's achieve the body composition I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my relationship with food for me was a way to comfort and console any discomfort I was feeling in life. If I was feeling social anxiety, I would go to food. Food felt good. It made me feel good. It distracted me from any discomfort that I was feeling about anything. That discomfort at that time, because I was a teenager, was generally around social situations. So I remember going to a friend's house and like we were having like a girl sleepover and I felt so uncomfortable that I would like sneak away from the group and I would go into like their family's cupboards and eat food.
That is so hilarious because I'm down in Louisiana doing the same thing but in people's like pill cabinets.
I mean, I was operating like I was addicted to food for sure. And I still have to manage my behaviors around that. But I would go and like, I remember like one of my friends had jars with like candies and like, you know, like display. And I was just like, oh, if I take a handful, they're not going to notice if right. I take a handful. So every time I would like go to the bathroom, I would take a handful of M&Ms or something.
Right.
And in that moment, it just like made me feel a little bit better and distracted me from the discomfort of like, do these people like me? I don't know what to say. And I always felt like they thought I was just like the fat girl or the heavy girl, or I like labeled myself. And then it turned into like, I felt like I wasn't getting invited to things, or maybe people said things that made me feel that way or anything like that. And so I would just surrender to like, I have no one to hang out with. I'm just going to be alone. So I would sit in my basement at home alone often and just eating food. And that just made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what food was for me.
So then you get the coach, you lose 50 pounds. How did that change your relationship with food?
I don't think it changed my relationship with food yet. I think that took like a really long time for me to not use food as comfort. I think I still use food as comfort in a lot of ways. It did make me realize though that I am in control. Like I can work hard and I can get results that I'm looking for. Like that really helped me realize like, whoa, like I'm capable of achieving things if I put my mind to them and I actually put the effort towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really also got me to a place where I didn't hate my body anymore. And I appreciated my body more than ever. And so being in that place, it was easier for me to notice when I was going to food for comfort versus just being overcome by that.
Right. So I'm going to briefly touch on what happened for you in the next several years. Stop me if there's anything significant that you want to add in there. But you go on to discover CrossFit. You get really into it. You do the paleo diet. You're still crushing your diet. You have the body that you want. You find weightlifting and you become a very successful weightlifter. You place third at nationals one year. And in the meantime, you become popular for getting stronger as you go down a weight class. Mm-hmm. And you really start to understand how to manipulate your body with your food.
Mm-hmm.
About a year after meeting me, you transitioned out of being a competitive athlete. Your priorities had changed. You're really focused on your business and this relationship that we had just started. And you no longer wanted to be a competitive athlete. And this is where you started to struggle with your nutrition a little bit. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I remember, I would think I would say these things out loud to you. And I remember believing that I had figured it out. Like I had found the answer. I had been healed and there was no way I would ever struggle again. I remember saying to you like, how cool is it that like, I'm probably never going to get fat again. Or like, I thought I really, and in retrospect, I was naive. Mm-hmm. Like I was so naive in thinking that my life was going to be the same and I was never going to struggle with food again. And at the time I had a very regimented, very motivated lifestyle where I had competitions that I was training for. I had a coach that was keeping me accountable. I had weight that I needed to make on specific days. I had this company that I was just starting and I really wanted to be like a positive example for people. And it was, everything was going well.
Mm-hmm.
I was gaining popularity, like all that, everything was going well. And I was like, oh, why wouldn't life just be like this all the time? And then stopping to compete, everything changed. And I think the worst part was that I was unprepared for it. Like, I had that naivete of thinking this would never happen to me, and then it did. And so I was kind of blindsided by, I no longer wanted to go to the gym. And it was like, if I'm not an athlete anymore, why would I work out? Or how do I work out? Or I go to the gym and I don't perform as well as I used to, and how do I not feel like shit?
Right, that's very demotivating.
Right, it's like I'm going to the gym and being reminded of always of how fit I used to be. And then we were traveling a lot. And it's like, we want to go, I want to be with you and like try all these new foods and these new restaurants. And I was not in a routine when traveling. So the discomfort that I felt from being out of routine while we were traveling, I was using my old habits from when I was a teenager, or that I developed for like more than half of my life. Mm-hmm. I went back to using food as comfort mm-hmm. in those situations. So I kind of lost myself a little bit of, I was not in control and not super confident. And I gained like probably like 15 pounds at the time. Mm-hmm. I think I got back, the heaviest I saw the scale was like 158 or something like that. And I was like consistently between 135 and 140. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like my body anymore. And I stressed. And I mean, you noticed huge differences in me and how I would treat you and mm-hmm. how I was treating myself and how I thought about everything.
Yeah. Your whole experience of life shifted for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what changed after that?
I think this is where it's like, I got a better understanding of what it means to be successful in nutrition, because I had so much, I struggled more than ever with like feeling like a fraud. Like, I own this nutrition company. I should know everything that there is. I should never struggle. Mm-hmm. I should have all the answers. You know, this shouldn't happen to me. Like, gaining weight is like such a faux pas. Like, how could I possibly gain weight and like tell people that I can help them achieve their results when I couldn't even figure it out for myself at the time? Mm-hmm. And then I realized that success is not never struggling. Success is not never feeling like you need to improve. Success is always continuing to try and being conscious of the decisions that you're making. Like, having awareness around your food is, whether you're making the right decisions or not, just noticing the kinds of decisions that you're making is success, and continuing to try. And we preach, find the nutrition program that works for you right now in your life, right mm-hmm. now. And it was like an eye-opening moment of realizing that what worked for me before was no longer working for me. Like, tracking every single thing I was eating and training 25 hours a week and weightlifting in general, like, that just like wasn't working for me anymore. I was becoming resentful of fitness, and I needed to find something that worked for who I was now and mm-hmm. who I've grown into. And so that's when things started to change for me, when I just gave myself a little bit more compassion and was, I'm human and I'm actually being successful because I'm continuing to try. Mm-hmm. I would go like 3 weeks of tracking my food, or 3 weeks of eating paleo, or trying different things, intermittent fasting, or trying all these different things and seeing what would actually work for me, until we got to a place where I was like, I'm just going to commit to like one super low thing. Like, what is the easiest thing that I can commit to right now? Because I'm not the athlete that I was at the time that's like built up all these small little habits where I can do these like big things and stay really committed to them, like have everything dialed in. I'm going back to square one because I need to figure out who I am right now. And I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. I was having this like identity crisis of like, who am I? I'm not the athlete. Mm-hmm. I'm also like this entrepreneur and new wife. And like, what does that look like for me? Mm-hmm. So I went all the way back to the basics, like back to square one. My commitment was 180 days moving 30 minutes every single day. And that commitment of realizing, oh, okay, I can commit to things, I can stick to things, and this is making a difference, and it's making me feel confident in myself, that changed everything for me.
And now I'm just so both proud and inspired by you. You are about the leanest I've ever seen you, but you're doing it with such ease right now. You're eating the healthiest diet I've ever seen you eat. It's full of a variety of different vegetables and grass-fed meats, and you are able to travel and go out to eat and be in social environments and still stick to it as much as you really just as much as you want. Mm-hmm. And you're also allowing yourself to enjoy treats and foods that you love in moderation. And I think you're just an incredible example of exactly what you've been talking about, of being conscious of what you're eating, like never giving up on yourself. And it's really inspiring to me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So what is your hope for WAG members right now, as well as anyone that just really wants to achieve this nutritional freedom?
Yeah, I want Working Against Gravity to be a place where you can go through struggles and know that the people working here are going through them too. And nobody working here is stopped trying either. So we are going to continue working with you and trying to find what works for you. Like, we're never going to give up on you. We're going to do everything we can to make it so that you don't give up on yourself. And we want to have the ability to go through any options of different types of nutrition programs and different types of accountability to help you get to a place where it's like, okay, yeah, I can stick to this. And this is like, I'm on my way to figuring out what's going to be working for me. And as you transition through any different phase of your life, so you lose a job, you move to a new country, you get pregnant, you stop being an athlete, you're being an athlete, being a safe place to struggle, to make mistakes, and redefine what success actually means. Like, success and nutritional freedom does not mean that you never stress about it. It doesn't mean I look in the mirror every single day now and I don't stress about the way that I look sometimes. It doesn't mean I don't stress about the scale when it goes up a couple pounds. Like, that still happens. Success is more building awareness and consciousness around the types of choices that I'm making and noticing when things aren't going well. Mm-hmm. Like, just the fact that you're like aware that what you're doing is not ideal and not making you feel great is a win. And that is success. So I want our company to be a place where people can figure that out.
So guys, just to wrap this up with some actionable items, because we always try to leave these with some actionables. First off, if you're feeling down about yourself and you really want to give up, just recommit and keep in mind that you should never give up on yourself. This is the long game, right? We want to be conscious of our nutrition decisions for the rest of our life. So recommit right now. Define what success means for you in this phase of your life and realize that it can change over and over and over and over again. And then I think finally is identify one small action and ideally one small habit that you can do every single day that will move you in the direction that you want to go. So in your example, and I can attest to this, in your example, you implemented 180 days of 30 minutes of movement. This is way less training than you were used to. You used to train 3 or 4 hours, 5 days a week in weightlifting. Mm-hmm. So it seemed so small and really insignificant, but you committed to it because you knew no matter where you were in the world, no matter what you had going on that day, you knew you could stick to that. And I saw that habit change your entire life. Mm-hmm. You were immediately happier. You were more confident in yourself. You were more motivated to actually track, weigh, and measure your food. And it completely changed everything for you.
And I still had moments where I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was super easy, I was like, man, I don't really want to move for 30 minutes right now. Damn, I don't have time. I want to do this. I want to do that. So, and I still did it. That's why picking something really low and really achievable is very important.
So whether you're absolutely crushing it right now or you've all but given up on yourself and you're recommitting after listening to the show, identify what's one small thing that will help me level up wherever you are on the spectrum of nutrition that will help me move me in the direction of my goal.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys. Later.
Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.